This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have a whole other hour and then another hour after that still to go. So if you maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, I love you, and I know that's probably what you're thinking. Don't worry. What, Chris? Don't worry. There's so much still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show before we tackle Trump, DeSantis, all the emails. I feel like we need something tonight. You need something. I need something. Where we're at right now, we're in a little bit of a funk. And what do we need? The Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch,
munch, munch a bunch of Fritos. Ah, that's beautiful. All right, now let's, before we get to the, you know what? We're going to get to the Trump and DeSantis stuff in just a quick moment. I just want to get to this first. As we go forward, as the right slowly but surely becomes more and more anti-communist, as they should, the right will get more aggressive with the communists. That means we're going to ban things. You're already seeing a big push for this. Ban this, ban that. Ban critical race theory. Heavy D's out there talking about banning on vax requirements.
We need to lead with this by making all of these protections permanent in Florida statute, which we are going to do in the upcoming legislative session. And we've got to do even more. So part of what we did, we had a lot of people that were going to lose their job almost a year and a half ago now, the fall of 2021, when we called the special session. So we're able to say you can't fire people based on this personal decision. But what we also recognized is there's still companies that may not want to hire someone based on this, and that's totally wrong. So not only do we make it permanent, but we're going to say that this has nothing to do with your employment status. They can't discriminate against you for hiring or firing when it comes to private employment or government employment. And so,
okay, all right, that's good. Good. That's nice anti-communist tactic. You can't do this. We're banning you from firing people for vax status, banning you for using that as a hiring qualification. Okay, good, good, good. I'm not criticizing it. That's good. But I do want us to always understand we're dealing with religious zealots. Remember, these people are not Democrats, liberals, well, these little left. We're dealing with religious zealots. They don't believe what they believe just because they read it in a textbook somewhere. They believe what they believe because they feel that they are the good guys. They feel that burning down America, burning down the West is a good thing. And you're the enemy for trying to stop them. You're not going to pass a law or ban something and have these people simply hang their head. Oh, well, I'll just go home. I guess it's banned now. The jig is up, guys. No. Here's an email for you. Just something for us to be vigilant about. Hey, Jesse, several of my friends are new doctors in, I'm not going to say the city. It's a city you would know. And I was visiting them this past weekend, and what they told me about trans kids shocked me. They said that while there was a law making transitioning illegal for kids in Texas, this is a city in Texas, it is still happening. They said that while most doctors know it is wrong, including themselves, they've been told to turn a blind eye to the several doctors who still do this and are made to even go as far as putting down different procedures in the records so that the state doesn't know what's happening. This needs to be investigated, and I hope you can shed light on this. They are terrified to speak out because they and everyone else has been warned of consequences at the hospital, and they all know what that means. Please do not say my name. My friends do not know I'm writing this, and they can't wait to finish their time and move to another hospital system out of state where this doesn't happen. I am only bringing this up as a PSA to you. if you're in a red state like Texas, like Florida, or wherever you happen to be, if you're in a red state or a red area, and you have an anti-communist or some anti-communists in charge, and they're starting to get more aggressive with the communists, these are good things. But don't think for a second that means you've won. Don't think for a second that means you won. All right? It means you're fighting the fight. It means you're finally engaging. It is a good thing. This is a good thing. But it does not mean you won. I could show you, I could play you 1,000 videos right now of teachers since they started banning critical race theory in school. Hey, no more critical race theory stuff. Keep the Black Lives Matter crap out of the classroom. Hey, keep the LGBTQ demon mob stuff out of the classroom. Keep that stuff. Since they started banning that, teachers have felt very comfortable publicly putting up videos of themselves saying, oh, we just have to lie. Oh, no, we're just going to lie about it. No, we'll just use different language. We'll lie about it. The teachers, in response to the ban, didn't go home and said, oh, no, this is it, guys. The end of our communism. We can't do this anymore to Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. We'll just be by the book. No, the communist keeps going, keeps moving forward. He never stops. I only bring this up so we can be vigilant about who they are and what they want. Now, let's address a couple things. Because Trump's catching all kinds of heat today for a couple things. And actually, I'm going to defend him really on both things. You know, I'm fine with ripping on Trump when I feel it's necessary. No problem ripping on any of these people. I don't wear anyone's pajamas. Sometimes I feel like the criticism goes a little too far. I realize many people on the right, not all by any stretch, he's probably still the most popular Republican, but judging by what I see, I would guess half of the right seems like they're kind of sick of Trump, sick of some things. And so when you get sick of somebody, you tend to be a little bit harsher with your criticism than maybe is warranted. You've probably had this in your life with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or maybe even a spouse if you've gone through a couple divorces, haven't you? Where it's not the end of the world if they leave their dishes in the sink and you're getting along great. Oh, we just had some great smoochy time. Didn't we have a lovely time at dinner last night? Oh, I can't wait to introduce you to my mother. Oh, you left a dish in the sink. Oh, no big deal, sweetheart. Let me get that for you. That's one situation. Another situation is you're just about sick and tired of his crap. And he forgot to take out the trash, and he's lazy, and there's no money coming in, and he's kind of a jerk sometimes, and he drinks too much. And soon, it becomes a big deal when he leaves the dish in the sink. Now, no, it matters a lot. Now you're disrespectful and lazy, and this is just more proof. You know what I mean? When you get sick of somebody, people tend to nitpick a little too much. Look, we've all done it. It's happened to all of us, I myself included. Not pointing fingers. I get it. And I realize there's some of that for Trump. So Trump goes on TV, Real America's Voice. Actually, used to work for that network. He goes on TV, Real America's Voice, and he's talking about these big evangelical pastors. A huge one here in Texas. His name is Robert Jeffress. I'm not for him or against him. I know nothing about him other than that he runs some kind of a mega church here in Texas. I don't know. Good or bad, I don't know, nor do I care. But Trump last time enjoyed, I would argue, the bulk of the evangelical support from major pastors in the country, and he enjoyed that during the primary. Now, guys like Robert Jeffress have come out, and they've said things like this. They've basically said they're going to wait and assess the field. That's what Jeffress said. They're going to watch the GOP field. They're going to wait. They're going to watch. They're going to see. And Trump, he called out what he says is disloyalty. This is Trump's quote. His quote is, quote, "That's a sign of disloyalty. There's great disloyalty in the world of politics, and that's a sign of disloyalty." Now, let's pause for a quick moment, because maybe you're doing what Chris is doing right now and rolling your eyes at that. Okay? Let me defend Trump on this for a second. One, it's not a sign of disloyalty. In a vacuum, it's not a sign of disloyalty for you to wait and see. Make all these politicians, Trump included, go out in a primary and go earn your vote. America in 2023 is not the same America we had 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. We have a different set of problems, a greater set of problems. So if you're doing the Jesse Kelly, I'm going to wait and watch and see. I might still vote for Trump in the primary. I might vote for Heavy D. I might vote for someone else. I don't know. If you're doing that, that's good. Make these people go earn your vote. All right. So it's not a sign of disloyalty. I'm not calling you disloyal. But remember this. We view everything that happens in life through our own personal perspective. And what is true for you may not actually feel true for me because I have a different perspective. You have a different perspective than I do on things. And I'm going to explain what I mean about that when it comes to Trump and everything else. And we'll talk about the Lindsey Graham stuff. And then we're going to get to tons of emails and all kinds of, yeah, we are, Chris. Before we get to any of that, let's do this. There is one thing that it doesn't matter your perspective on, though. And that is how to become a good shooter. We all want a quick solution. We all want fast and easy. Everyone does. But the only way to become a good shooter is practice. There's never, you hear about, well, he's just a natural shooter. That's a lie. He's practiced. You practice or you don't practice. Either you practice and you're good or you don't practice and you suck. Mantis X allows you to practice dry fire practice in your home without firing a shot. You practice in your living room, your bedroom. You practice at the dinner table. I would not recommend that in front of your wife, but you practice at home. It attaches right to your weapon. They put you through drills, feedback. You want to be good? Practice. Train. MantisX.com. Go get one and train. MantisX.com. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show out here every single night.
We're changing people's lives.
Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you missed it, in case you're just tuning in, I'm defending Trump from some heat he's catching today. He went on a TV show and he said, hey, these evangelical pastors saying they're going to wait and decide who they're going to support in 2024, saying they're showing disloyalty. I got a bunch of people who are super mad at Trump about that emailing me. And what I've said is this. So much of life is a matter of perspective. You have a different one than I have. I have a different one than Chris has. Because of our own experiences, because of how we lived, our perspective is different. For example, I try not to make this often, but I on occasion will lose my temper with something around the house. Now, I'm not talking about at the kids or at the wife, but it'll be something. It's normally an inanimate object of some kind. I'll stub my toe on something. There'll be a stool or a table. I'm famous for stubbing my toe. I wear size 14 shoes, so my feet stick out all over the place like water skis. I stub my toe, and I will lose my temper when I stub my toe. That's probably not abnormal, but I do. And what has happened before in our house is I'll stub my toe, hurt myself, and while I'm there saying things, sorry, Lord, that I probably shouldn't say in front of the kids, the wife will get mad at me for how mad I am. And that in turn would make me mad. What is your problem? I stubbed my toe. I wasn't yelling at you. Well, she, because she was a gymnast, had coaches with bad tempers. And her perspective is a man freaking out, losing his temper, makes her uncomfortable, makes the whole house uncomfortable. And so from her perspective, I'm out of line when I do that. From my perspective, what's your freaking problem? It's my toe, not your toe. But you see how that's two totally different perspectives based on life experience? And I don't know that one is wrong and one is right. It's two different perspectives. Trump cites lack of loyalty. These evangelical pastors, they're going to wait and see. Lack of loyalty. This is what it's like from Trump's perspective. Before you kill him for that, this is what it's like from his perspective. From Trump's perspective, the 2020 election was his. He thinks he was an excellent president, and for the most part, he's right. He sucked it up during COVID, but for the most part, he was an excellent president. He feels that the 2020 election was stolen, that he should rightfully still be president, and that his nomination to be the GOP nominee should be a foregone conclusion because of those two things, which in Trump's mind are a fact. I was a good president. A, B, the election was stolen from me. So anybody considering throwing their support behind anyone else but me is a traitor, is disloyal. And when you add in this, Trump, now this is his own fault because Trump is maybe the worst chooser of personnel of any person I've ever seen on the planet. I don't know that I've ever seen a human being surround himself with more losers and idiots and traitors and grifters. Donald Trump is constantly being screwed over by people in his inner circle. Remember what his presidency was like? I used to lose my mind. You used to lose your mind because he'd hire some idiot. And of course, the idiot would last for a week. And then they'd quit and write a book just trashing Trump about what a piece of trash Trump was. And over and over and over again, he would get done wrong and done wrong and done wrong by people who worked for him. So much so that he kept Ivanka and Jared close to him when they're a couple card-carrying liberals who ruined his America First agenda, but he kept them close to him. Why? Because in his mind, at least they were loyal. At least they weren't going to screw him over. So Trump is the jilted lover at this point who's been done wrong by so many people who he thinks he helped. And he's not necessarily wrong. Hey, I need a Secretary of State. Oh, here's some idiot I know, Rex Tillerson. Hey, Rex, let's be here, you come be my Secretary of State. Now, Secretary of State's a really big deal. So he brings in this idiot, Rex Tillerson, who now has on his resume of life, on top of everything else, Secretary of State. In Trump's mind, wow, that guy's going to be loyal to me for life. That's awesome. Look at this. I just made him Secretary of State. Tillerson leaves. He lasts about 35 seconds before he's running to the media telling them all what a piece of trash Trump is. In Trump's jilted lover mind, so many people have done him wrong. The second you show that kind of disloyalty, you're a traitor. So I'm defending him on this. And I'm actually going to defend him on something else he's doing. I guess this is going to be a little Trump-centric here for a few. I'm going to defend him on something else he's doing that you're really angry with him about. I can't believe I'm going to do that. But then I am going to criticize him about something. Before we get to those two things. All right, so I got one more little criticism, or one more defending, one more criticism, and then we're going to get back to more and more emails because we're going to do so many of those on tonight's show. I've already got to four, Chris. Before we do that, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. We talk about this a lot on the show. We always will because, well, this is the corporate world now. This is the Salesforce CEO.
How many folks here in this room are in an organization, company, country that's committed to a net zero strategy already? Would you raise your hands if you're already committed to net zero? It's, you know, it's encouraging. It's not everyone in the room, but it's encouraging. I've been asking that of folks whenever I present, and it's been increasingly going up. But it's not everybody. I don't think everybody realizes that we all have to do this. We all have to do step number one. We have to commit to being net zero. We have to.
Net zero is the death of 5 to 6 billion people. That's what net zero is. Now, do you still use Salesforce? Where do you get your cell phone service? What do you think they think about net zero? I want you to do me a favor. Whoever your cell phone provider is, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I want you to go do an internet search right now. Look them up and look up net zero and see their company's stance on things. Are you ready to switch to PureTalk? Save a fortune. Same great 5G network as one of the big guys, only you don't fund that filth. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Put your money where your morals are and switch to Pure Talk now.
Thanks to you, I'm much obliged.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. His voice reminds me of my voice, Chris. Yeah, it does. Any day. Yeah, it does. What? You're just jealous out there. All right. We're going to get to a couple more things before we get back to emails on the Jesse Kelly Show. Trump. All right, I just defended him about the calling it disloyalty, these pastors who are leaving. Trump also did something else that has his biggest supporters up in arms today. Trump is doing a public event with Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is the swamp personified. Everything you hate about the low-T GOP, it's all stuffed into the body of Lindsey Graham. He's everything that's wrong with what the GOP has been. All bark, no bite. Never stands with us on the tough issues. He even stood with them on the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. He stood against us time and time again. He is the swamp. And so President Drain the Swamp Trump doing an event with him has rubbed Trump's fans the wrong way, to put it mildly. My email inbox is full of Trump fans furious with him for this. Allow me to kind of defend Trump on this. Okay, you know I despise Lindsey Graham. You know, I despise the low-T GOP. I do. I hate all these things. Trump is in campaign mode. You can't ask a man to go campaign to be president and at the same time ask a man to never, ever, 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 ever be involved with anybody who's kind of scummy, when you have a Republican Party that is scummy to its core. Here's a great example. You know, let's set Trump aside for a moment. Let's talk about me for a second. Here's a great example of this. People, I'm thrilled you love the show. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled you love the show. I'm thrilled the show is growing. This is all like a dream for me. So thank you. The show is a huge hit, to put it mildly. Thank you very much for that. Rarely, but on occasion, you will get this from somebody. You will get this. Jesse, I love the show, but I don't know if I can keep listening. It's too many commercials. Buddy, this is not a charity. It's a show you listen to for free. Premier Networks, as much as I love them, they're not a charitable organization. They're a corporation. They're in this to make money. A show you listen to for free is supported by advertising. If you think I can do a show without advertising, then I would argue you're painfully naive and I can't do a show anymore. There is no Jesse Kelly Show without advertising, ever. It doesn't exist. There's not some large charitable organization out there that owns the airwaves and they just want me to do it for the right thing. That's not how that works at all. Now, there's not a lot of that, by the way. Don't think that I'm complaining about you complaining. There's not a lot of that. It's just an example of sometimes in life, you got to do some uglier things. All right. Sometimes in life, you have to mingle with some people you wouldn't necessarily want to have to mingle with in order to get where you want to go. Now, I'm not telling Trump to sell out and become part of the swamp, but Lindsey Graham is a well-established senator, in the state of South Carolina. Okay? He's very sadly has a lot of pull in that state. If you're Donald Trump, you're staring a difficult primary right in the face. And please don't have a problem with that. Ron DeSantis is going to be a very, very tough out for Trump in this primary, especially given Trump's very public stance that he still maintains on COVID, the vaccine, things like that. That is going to hurt Trump severely. Trump has a serious primary challenge. Trump has to lock down important primary states as fast as he can lock them down. Otherwise, he might lose. Remember, the not sexy part of politics, the blocking and tackling, I'm glad I used that because football is a great example. You love football. Everyone loves football. What do you love about football? I love the running back juking out somebody in the hole and then going for 60 yards. I want the quarterback dropping back, avoiding people, then throwing a bomb to my super fast wide receiver. I love interceptions. I want to see a sack at the quarterback. Yeah, you know what's more important than all that? Blocking and tackling. The big fat offensive lineman making sure that defensive end who can bench press 8,000 pounds, the big fat offensive lineman trying to stop that guy from tearing off your quarterback's head and throwing it outside of the stadium, he's really, really important. He's actually more important than the wide receiver. It's really, really important. When we think about a presidential run, you think about what? And I think about what? We think about TV ads. Or this is what we all think about. We think about the debates. Oh, that's going to be the big. We'll cover them live on the show. I bet you we'll play the debates live. It's debate night, baby. Woo-hoo. Trump's going to go after Heavy D. It's going to be name calling. It's going to be great. Woo. But you know what's actually more important than the debates? Locking down a base of support in critical primary states like Iowa and South Carolina. Donald Trump has already run for president once. He's already won the GOP nomination in 2016. That was a crowded field and he won it. This is a human being who understands the blocking and tackling has to be done. No, I don't like Lindsey Graham. I don't like Donald Trump embracing the swamp while saying he's going to drain the swamp. But I don't think you should be too hard on Trump for doing a campaign event with Lindsey Graham in a state he has to have. Trump can't afford to go out there and lose Iowa and lose South Carolina and in a primary, or Trump's going to lose. He's going to lose in a primary. And if you're sitting there right now wearing your MAGA hat, that hurts to hear, doesn't it? But it is true. He's going to lose that primary if he starts losing these important states. So, look, sometimes it's an ugly business, isn't it? You always get to only do the things you want to do in your business to make a living? You only get to hang with people you want to hang with to earn a living? Or do sometimes you have to hang with a piece of trash? You think doing radio for a living and TV for a living? You think I never have to hang with people I don't want to hang with? You know me. You know what I like. You know what I don't like. Now, don't get me wrong. The suits who work here are actually wonderful to me, if I'm being honest with you. But I have to fly to New York City for some big fancy cocktail party with all these different business people. Do you think I genuinely enjoy the company of all the people in that room? No. I got to be there and I got to do it, or you don't get to enjoy the Jesse Kelly Show anymore. That's simply how life works. And that's how it works at your business, too. That guy next to you in the cubicle next door that blows his nose and farts all day, you enjoying that? No, you're not. It's what you got to do to pay the bills, put food on the table, all right? Now, all that said, before I get to all the emails, the whole rest of the show might be emails, Chris. Yeah, it is. The whole rest of the show might be emails. I am going to criticize Trump about one thing really quickly. How do I put this? Donald Trump is going to return. It was announced today. He is going to return to Facebook and Twitter. He has announced that he's going to return to these two things. Now, before I levy my criticism, I need to say this right off the bat. I think this is exciting and awesome because Trump is hilarious on social media. And I can't wait to see him ether all these people and make them get them super mad and call them names and say things like that that are inappropriate. However, I am not the person Trump needs to concern himself with. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment.
Is he smarter than everyone? Who knows? Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I said no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Cannot even believe how many emails we're about to get to on the Jesse Kelly Show. I've made a commitment to 20 tonight because I've been accused of never getting to them anymore. I know I'm at 4, Chris. I still have more than an hour left. You're not going to believe how many emails, Chris. It's going to be, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed by the emails. It's like an email tidal wave, an edel wave. Wait, dang, that sucked. I wish that was better. Anyway, it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Member, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats. You can email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One final word on all this Trump business today, because there was all kinds of Trump news. I just defended him about stuff that makes you mad. Now I'm actually going to criticize him about something you love. Trump is coming back to social media, Facebook and Twitter. I personally love this because I find him to be a wildly charismatic, entertaining individual. And the way he drives these sissy communists insane, I love it. I think it's hilarious and awesome. But I also understand this, and you should probably understand this because this very much applies to you. Applies to you just like it applies to me. You and me, we are the hardcores. Tip of the spear, shock troops, whatever fancy word you want to use for yourself. You don't ever need, you know this about yourself? You know that you don't ever need a political ad on TV. You don't need yard signs, bumper stickers. You don't have to go to rallies. You just go because you want to. You know why? Because you understand this stuff is important and you take the time to understand the issues anyway. You know the candidates. You know the issues. You know what's going on. Now, that's good. That's good. That means you're the best. You are unique. You're the best. You care the most. But it also means this. It means the things you want, the things I want, they actually are probably not things that are realistic and things the candidates should listen to. And here's what I mean. Donald Trump going to Twitter. If Donald Trump comes back to Twitter, and if five minutes from now, Donald Trump gets on social media, he gets on Twitter, and he calls one of the ladies on The View a manatee. Hey, Whoopi Goldberg, you're a manatee. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to read that, and you're going to laugh hysterically. I am going to read that, and I'm going to laugh hysterically. Ha, 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 that is pretty good. I hate Whoopi Goldberg anyway. That's hilarious. But it's really important for you to understand and me to understand. The normal person who does vote Republican, they read that, and they're horrified by it, and they don't want that guy to be president again. Now, I can say this to you because, by the grace of God, I don't live in Washington, D.C. I don't live in New York City. I'm out in the burbs of Houston, Texas. The people I hang out with, they all vote Republican, and none of them are political people, not one. I don't hang out with a single political person in my daily life. When I take these headphones off my ears when the show is over, I will not discuss politics with anybody again until the second I get back in studio tomorrow to put the headphones back on my ears. I talk to normal people about normal things, and I am telling you, all of these people are Republicans. Half of the men, all of them voted for Donald Trump. Half of them, when we get together, when politics come up, they talk about the idiocy of his Twitter account and how much they hate it and how ridiculous it looks. That's half the men. It's 100% of the women. They universally despise it. I suspect they would never admit it in front of me because it would make me mad. I suspect more than one of these women actually voted for Joe Biden last time because they were so disdainful of Donald Trump, the way he conducts himself on social media. Now, that's not me. I think it's awesome and hilarious. I spend half my time at these parties when it comes up. I spend half my time defending him. Why does that matter? Think about the gas prices. Donald Trump did this for you. All the things you're saying to the radio right now, I agree with you. I say the same thing. You're the tip of the spear. The rest of the spear, they don't like it. So I'm thrilled that he's coming back for me, personally. For him, it's a terrible idea. It's absolutely a terrible idea. But it is what it is. I ain't his advisor. He ain't going to listen to me. All right, now let's get to all these emails. Four down, 16 to go. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be wild is how fast and witty and efficient I'm going to be throughout this whole thing, Chris. What? Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. You know you're jealous, Chris, because as a journalist, I understand how to get through these things really, really, really quickly. That's one. Two, you know what else makes me happy? If I seem extra peppy lately, you know why? It's because I don't ever step in dog vomit anymore. I don't step in it in the dark. I never wake up and see a pile of it and say, oh no, that's going to stain the rug. I better clean up dog vomit. And then we have to go get out the steam cleaner for the dog vomit. I used to have to do that all the time for my dog. Thank you, Rough Greens. Thank you, thank you. It's not dog food. It's a supplement we add to Fred's food every morning. We put a scoop of Rough Greens in there. He hasn't puked since. He used to puke after every meal. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. This is all natural. Rough Greens is for your dog, all right? You want to save money on vet bills? Want that puppy to stick around a little longer? RUFF, by the way, roughgreens.com/Jesse. Get you a free trial bag. I want you to try a bag for free. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Okay? Email time, Chris. It's going to be crazy. Jesse, I loved your analogy on the fences built around people by liberals regarding words. I've noticed for a long time how they successfully changed the language. Even Fox has given in. For example, they used to use the term illegal aliens. Now they say migrants. We continue to lose the war on words. Because we challenged climate change, now we accept it. It goes on and on. Thanks for being the voice in the storm. You see, how do they win battles like this? How do they build these fences around us? They build the fences around us and slowly but surely box us in by always presenting something to you as any opposition to it is just you being over the top. You're just being ridiculous. You remember a great example of this was the gas stove thing? That was real. Somebody proposed a gas stove ban, and you freaked. Everyone on the right freaked. I freaked. What? What are you talking about? And what was the response to that? The response was this. Oh, gosh, here we go. Over-the-top right-wingers. This hyperbole, no one's trying to ban your gas stove, or this was what they use. Okay, well, we don't even need gas stoves. You could just go to electric. After all, don't you think that gas is bad? Stop being so over the top. And why do they do that? Not because it will work on everyone, but because it will work on enough people on the right that you'll eventually get some people on the right saying, well, I mean, I guess those fumes might actually be bad. I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal. It's just a gas stove. The same way I saw people on the right. Well, it is just 15 days to slow the spread. The same people on the right. Oh, just get the vaccine, guys. It's safe. Everyone else is doing it. Over and over and over again, the people who are supposed to be leading us, they cave and help the communists set the narrative. They help build that fence. And soon, you and I are stuck with nowhere to go. All right. An entire hour of email madness. What, Chris? Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.